1-9-7-8-8.
The first annual Stump House Music Fest is coming up Saturday, April 21st from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. at Wahala Memorial Stadium. It's a fantastic day full of music and fun featuring great musicians including Adam Carter and Brandon Ray. There'll be food, free bouncy houses for the kids, and a fantastic fireworks show to wrap up the festival. Tickets are $10 each and kids 12 and under get in free. The first annual Stump House Music Fest to benefit Foothills Alliance, Safe Harbor, and the Palmetto Trail. Bring your cheer and we'll see you there.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from George Coleman Ford. Come on out and see us. We have Papa John's Pizza. We have free drinks for you. And I'm joined by Greg Coleman right now. And Greg, tell the good people what you have going on here. What kind of deals they can expect at George Coleman Ford, some of the specials you have available right now.
Well, I'm glad you asked me that. One thing that I want people to be sure and remember, and I know we've talked about it a number of times, is, you know, we're always looking to buy your vehicle. So if you got something that maybe an extra car, truck, whatever, or, you know, you've had a change in the situation and you need to sell your vehicle and you're thinking about, gee, I'm not sure if I want to put it on Craigslist or whatever and have people that you don't know necessarily come to your home and looking at it, maybe wanting you to finance it or whatever, we make it very, very simple here. Just come in, bring your car. We'll take a look at it, give you a written offer that's good for 5 days, and that offer, hopefully is acceptable. We'll go ahead and write you a check right now, and you're done. So, bring the car, bring the title, and even if you have a payoff on it, it's okay. Well, if we reach a deal, we'll pay it off, and you're done in typically 30 minutes or less. It's really simple. So that's one thing. We've got a great selection. We talked a little earlier about this of local trades, and we've got a lot of vehicles that are one owners, clean Carfax. Of course, we would show you the Carfax on anything that we have here, serviced and ready to go. And one of the great things, and I know I hear you talk about it often, Walt, and I appreciate you talking about it, is no fees, no extra fees. You pay tax and tag. When you buy a car at George Coleman Ford or truck or SUV, or if you see one advertised at George Coleman Ford, that is the price. All you pay for is the tag and the state tax fee, and that's it. No extra fee. So I think that's something that you appreciate. I know you say
it, and many do. It matters. I mean, that may sound like a little thing. If you spend $35,000 or whatever on a vehicle, it may sound like a little thing, a few hundred dollars tacked on at the end. But to me, that's not a little thing. Those are like deal breakers for me. I mean, just personally. I mean, the price. I mean, whatever the price you eventually settle on for a vehicle, that's the price. But I don't like the notion of paying for something that isn't tangible. It's just me personally. I'm just telling you, that's the way I feel. I mean, if I'm paying for something, I want to be able to use it. I want car mats, or I want truck mats, or I want better stereo or something. But I don't want is like $300 for clerical work. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just that's just me. And for me, yeah, that's that's important. Now, I don't know if everyone thinks the way I do about that, but I think it's a big thing. I do.
Well, I think it's a big thing, too. And just like that, you know, I don't like paying extra fees when I don't have to. So, you know, if I get a flight on an airplane, I sure hate to have to pay to take my doggone suitcase with me and put it in the belly of the plane. So same thing here. And another thing, you know, we're sitting here, you're sitting here with me, Walt, and you can look out over the showroom. A great thing is, when the pollen's high, when, you know, it's hot outside or cold or whatever, and now we're getting into the season where it's going to be hot, sure is nice to be able to come in and see a good number of vehicles in here in the air condition.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. So, by all means, come get out of the heat. Come visit Greg Coleman at George Coleman Ford, and they have something for absolutely everybody and every taste.
Sounds good. I appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate you joining me. You know, we're going to continue the Clemson football discussion in advance of the spring game. You want to get in, you are welcome to. I'll entertain your call starting now, 654-7627, 654-7627. You know, I was talking about the defensive line earlier, and obviously the depth at that on the defensive line is phenomenal. And it's, as I said, I think it's unparalleled in college football. Ohio State, at the end of last year, I think it's similar depth. It's why I thought they would run roughshod over Southern California, because I didn't think that USC offensive line could block the depth and the talent that Ohio State had up front. I watched that line struggle all year, so I anticipated them struggling against that Ohio State defensive front. But that front lost Lewis, it lost Hubbard, it lost Holmes. So they lost three fairly key parts. That group's still going to be good, and they still have a lot of depth, and Bosa's going to be sensational. And that group still may be the second best defensive line in America, but I think when you look at Clemson and the recruiting that's been done under Coach Sweeney, it's nothing short of remarkable. And that's a luxury that other teams just don't have. When you can roll, again, 8, 10, maybe even 12 guys, and you're still running players out there, you know, and it's going to be fascinating to see these guys like Xavier Thomas. And again, I've said before, I think the comp for Xavier Thomas is Bradley Chubb. I think he's very similar to Bradley Chubb in terms of body type, motor, these type of things, the degree of athleticism. And it's worked well for Bradley Chubb. Will become a top 5-6 pick in the upcoming NFL draft. So, look, it's a deep, talented defensive front that I don't think anyone else has the likes of in college football. And if Dexter Lawrence is 100% go in the fall, I think you could be talking about the greatest line in Clemson football history. I think they're that deep and that talented. And I think they're going to be extremely difficult to block. You know, I've said many times, you know, when you're talking about an opposing quarterback and going against this type of talent, the first thing they teach a quarterback to evade pressure is to step up in the pocket. But if the pocket is collapsing in your face, well, you don't have that luxury. And every quarterback hates pressure in their face, even more so than from the outside. They hate pressure in their face. There's no quarterback that can function efficiently with consistent pressure in their face. So if you have guys like Lawrence and Wilkins and Huggins and Pinckney, and these guys are constantly collapsing the pocket, it really opens it up for your defensive ends to wind up with big numbers, because they're going to be the ultimate beneficiary with that pocket collapsing. And so I would expect that the edge guys are going to post big numbers. I think guys like Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant and who knows, the guys who are behind them, guys like Xavier Thomas, these guys should all benefit. Not that they're not great players on their own, they are, but they should all benefit from the depth and the talent on the interior of that defensive front. And as I said, it's a luxury that really nobody else in America has. And I think that's where the strength of the football team starts. I mean, look, this team, this staff has done a remarkable job recruiting in every area, you know. As again, I remember it was just a few years back when the offensive line talent was not national championship level. And, you know, when Dabo Swinney came in here, that was one area that I think was sorely lacking, you know, and he had to start building it from somewhere, and he did. And eventually, the offensive line recruiting improved. And, you know, as I mentioned on yesterday's show, Clemson went some 30 years without having an offensive lineman drafted in the top 100 picks of the National Football League draft. That seems impossible. It seems absolutely impossible that this school with their history could have gone that long without having a top 100 caliber offensive lineman, but that's what happened. Now, clearly the recruiting has gotten much better. The depth up front on the offensive line is significantly better. I don't know how much you're going to be able to glean in a spring game regarding offensive line play. Not much is usually the answer. You can evaluate guys individually, watch them one-on-one. You can't really evaluate the offensive line play as a whole because they're divided offensive lines. You're not necessarily playing alongside the same guys you're going to be playing alongside during the regular season. So, you know, that's a hard evaluation. I think the important thing to remember about the spring game, even though it will be the one look that most people have at the football team, don't accept it as gospel. It's still just one practice. Obviously, it's set up to play more by game conditions and to put players under the pressure of game conditions, but it's still just a practice at the end of the day, and it's one bit or piece of information. And you know, people watch the spring game and they frequently come away with certain conclusions that aren't necessarily accurate based on thinking that one little bit of information or little bit of truth is the whole truth. We don't know that. You know, there's no, if you're not seeing, you know, just think about what the coaches say in watching every day of practice. You know, they'll talk publicly about this guy's performing well or that guy's performing well, and then a week later, they may not be. And so, you know, they're judging it as one bit of information along with everything else that they see on a daily basis, and they're coming away with a total picture of what's going on. We don't have that luxury. We get a little glimpse of it, and so I would just be cautious not to read or come away with any absolute truths from what you see in a spring game. You know, I think that it's a tremendous event. It's going to be televised this year. You know, it's an opportunity for everyone to finally get to see the incredible talent in the quarterback room. But even that, I wouldn't read too much into. You know, it could be that just for example, let's just say that you know, the three prior practices, Kelly Bryant was great, and that on Saturday, I don't know, Hunter Johnson looks best. Well, you can't come away thinking that, well, Hunter Johnson's now the best option based on seeing that. It's just not enough. It's not enough information. I think obviously it's a talented quarterback room. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. You want to get in, you're welcome to on this conversation, 654-7627. Before we go to break, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. On the web, gilstrapproofing.com, gilstrapproofing.com. Hey, look, when Ramona's roof was leaking, her house was raining inside. She called my friends at Gilstrap. They helped her. Trust me, they'll help you as well. They've been in business for over 80 years. Father-son business. Three generations of Clemson guys. They just do roofs. Four generations. They just do roofs. That's all. For over 30 years, they've had an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. That's Gilstrap Roofing. Take advantage of their free checkup. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. They know how the whole process works. Call them, just like Ramona did. They'll help you. Tell them I say it's the way this deal works. 269-1232. 269-1232. GilstrapRoofing.com. Waltip Tula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Head to Bojangles for 8 pieces of chicken for $10.99 and get 4 free biscuits.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Granger Nissan of Anderson, a proud sponsor of the Clemson Tigers, would like to say thank you to all their customers and invite all fans to shop with them. Granger Nissan of Anderson has the winning combination of huge selection, super low prices, and paying more for your trade. Plus, Granger Nissan of Anderson beats the competition by giving you a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new Nissans. Located on Clemson Boulevard and always open at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. That's LakesideLodgeClemson.com.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Your home is your largest investment. Its value is enhanced by the way it looks on the outside, as well as what's on the inside. That goes for your yard as well. An investment in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden is an investment in your home. From robotic mowers to tractors and zero turns, as well as trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and hedge trimmers, Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden are trusted experts. Husqvarna offers many options for you as a homeowner or as a commercial landscape professional. Find Husqvarna equipment locally at Easley Lawn and Garden. They have the knowledge, the expertise, the parts, and repairs you can depend on. Husqvarna has been around for many years, just like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in them like you would your home. Your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online, easleylawn.com.
Zero-turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $200 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering up to $200 off select residential lap bar zero-turn mowers. The Cub Cadet RZT L Series combines responsive lap bar-controlled zero-turn handling and outstanding comfort, giving you unmatched stability and versatility to help bring your lawn to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your local independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
You've dreamed of designing your one-of-a-kind pool. Now you can at Aqua Pool Care in Anderson. Right before your eyes, beautiful cascading waterfalls, elegant spillover spas, and unique water fountains come to life with their 3D virtual computer system. And when it's complete, let Aqua Pool Care maintain your pool so you can enjoy your masterpiece. Unlimited pool possibilities with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com and make your dreams come true.
With Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCB 105.5 The Roar, live from George Coleman Ford. We encourage you to come on out and see us this afternoon. It's an abbreviated edition of the show. Only be until 6 tonight, but plenty of time for you to come out and bring the family and enjoy the free Papa John's pizza, free beverages, experience all that George Coleman Ford has to offer. I promise you will thank me later. Come on out and see us. Regarding the quarterback situation at Clemson, it's the oft-discussed quarterback situation. I think it'll be discussed all year long. It's truly unique. I'm not sure, as I've said before, I've never seen anything like it in college football. There may have been a time under Pete Carroll where USC had something that approximated what Clemson has, but the talent level in the Clemson quarterback room is almost unparalleled. These guys all have ability. It's a nice luxury to have, as the coaches have discussed. I still personally think this is Kelly Bryant's team. But I guess we'll see over the course of the year. I mean, obviously, Trevor Lawrence is a unique and remarkable talent. It's a situation, though, where, I think Kelly Bryant really played well under difficult circumstances a year ago, completed over 65% of his throws. And I think the thing to keep in mind is, as I mentioned yesterday, that was accomplished in large part without utilizing the middle of the field, and I think to my way of thinking that was done when Kelly Bryant took over for Deshaun Watson. He's taken over for a legend who led Clemson to a national championship, but if Deshaun had one negative in his championship season, it was that he did turn the ball over at times. I think that he felt confident enough in his ability that he could throw the ball into tight windows. He felt confident enough in his playmakers' ability to make plays when he did. So I think when Kelly Bryant took over, part of the thought process was that one of the ways you couldn't make Kelly Bryant into Deshaun Watson, but one of the ways you could perhaps create some sort of parallel level quarterback play is if Kelly could execute without the turnovers that Deshaun had. And I think as part of that strategy, I think Clemson shied away from the middle of the field. I did not chart every play. This was strictly my observation in watching him. I thought that the offense heavily favored throws to the outside last year, which would make sense because you want to avoid the congestion in the middle of the field. I also did not think Clemson had the type of playmakers down the middle of the field that they had the year before with Deshaun Watson. There was no Jordan Leggett. There was no Mike Williams. You didn't have those guys. So I think that combination of things led to an offense that under Kelly Bryant's direction didn't totally utilize the middle of the field. I think you'll see more of that this year, and I think that you'll see Kelly Bryant take the next step forward. That's my expectation. I mean, I think, again, given the circumstances a year ago, I think he played really well. I know that he's received criticism. I know that people think that for whatever reason, a guy who completed over 65% of his throws in year one wasn't the answer or isn't the answer. But I think this team believes in Kelly Bryant. I will say this. I know there's this whole, Kelly B thing and Kelly B thing. Even when I hear Kelly Bryant say that, it just doesn't sound to me like who he is. I mean, I've met the young man on multiple occasions, and that just doesn't seem to me who he is. I think he's confident, and maybe that was part of his coming out. Maybe that was just a prop, but that doesn't really seem who Kelly Bryant is. He seems like a quiet, sort of humble type of kid, and that was always my impression of him. But he's the leader of one of the best college football programs in the country now, and I think he has a good chance to remain the leader. We'll see. I mean, do I expect those other players to play? Yeah, I think that Trevor Lawrence and Hunter Johnson are certainly going to play. How and when that occurs is less clear to me, and it'll be interesting to see what they look like tomorrow. I think that, you know, I don't know. I mean, I remember Boston College for years would try and introduce the next quarterback for with a series or two in the second quarter of games. You know, I don't know whether Clemson would do anything like that or not. That hasn't been the way they've operated before. But then again, you know, as well as Clemson's recruited, they've not had this situation at quarterback before. There's nothing like it. You know, it's really sort of unparalleled. So how it's handled, I mean, it's a luxury of riches, and one that it's a nice issue to have, if it's an issue at all. But balancing it is going to be problematic. And if it is Kelly Bryant, I mean, I could certainly see a situation where anytime he makes a mistake, there are going to be people calling for the next guy. Now, that's not going to be the coaching staff, but it's the nature of the public and the media. And again, everyone always loves the backup quarterback. In this situation, the first two backup quarterbacks are both five-star guys who are the best quarterback in their respective classes. So, look, that's a unique situation. And how you find balance in all that, you know, you think about it, people always wonder whether Phil Jackson was a great coach or not, because he coached great talent everywhere he went. And yet there was a school of thought, and I think there's some truth to this, that it's hard to coach great players, and perhaps at times it's almost hard to coach too much talent, if there can be such a thing as too much talent. And I think there's a little bit of that at the quarterback situation at Clemson this year. It's how you manage, how you keep all these people happy, and how you manage the situation. And I don't think there's an easy answer to that. I don't think it's not that I can see. I mean, and again, maybe the play on the field will sort itself out. I mean, Kelly Bryant publicly still being called the starter, and my expectation was that he would make a big improvement. You know, let me tell you something. From a pro level standpoint, guys make their biggest improvement. Young players entering the league, make their biggest improvement between the first and second year. That's the way it's always been. In fact, Bill Belichick discussed it at his press conference today, his pre-draft press conference, discussed the fact that players generally improve their most between their rookie year and their second year at the pro level. Well, look, there's a reasonable expectation for that at the collegiate level, too. Last year was Kelly Bryant's first year. There isn't any other quarterback on this team who had a first year as the starter at this school. And trust me, he learned a lot over the course of the year. And some of it was trial by fire, but he learned a lot over 1 year of playing the position. If you don't go with Kelly Bryant, no matter how talented the next guy is, you sort of set yourself back in that regard a little bit, at least in the learning curve. And if it's a reasonable expectation for a guy to improve the most between his first year on the field and his second year, then I think it's reasonable to think that of all the guys that are battling for this quarterback position, that the one most likely to make the most significant improvement is Kelly Bryant. And I think that's the case. Now, we'll see how it plays out. But, you know, and look, injury can change it in a week. I mean, you know, that's where the luxury of the depth comes in. I mean, if Kelly Bryant sprains his ankle in the second game of the year and is out for several weeks with a high ankle sprain, well, someone's going to have to play the position. You know, so, and we saw that happen a year ago. And look, it's hard for a quarterback to make it through a whole season without being injured. It's difficult. So, you know, whatever plan you start with, and it may be the Kelly Bryant plan, and I'm still inclined to think that's going to be the case. But even if that's the plan you start with, by the third game, injury might force you into a different plan, which is why it's important to get all these guys reps and work, and why the depth of talent is important. You know, you look around the country, and almost every team in America has a major drop-off from their number one quarterback to their number two quarterback, and an even bigger drop-off from their number two to three. Well, this team doesn't have that. This team has a great number one, a great number two, a potentially great number three, and maybe even a pretty darn salty number four. So that's unique. This is a team that can withstand injuries, in theory, at the quarterback position, and most teams cannot. Most teams cannot withstand injury at the quarterback position. You lose your starting quarterback, you're talking about a major drop-off. You know, and look, that was true here even a few years ago. I mean, no offense to a guy like Cole Stout, but when Deshaun Watson left the Georgia Tech game, the year that Georgia Tech went on to win the Orange Bowl, and they were very good. At the end of the year, they were beating 10-win teams, you know, consecutively, and had an incredible run, and went on to destroy a Mississippi State team in the Orange Bowl that had previously been number one for much of the year. That was a great run by Georgia Tech, but Deshaun Watson, in the early moments of that game, was still having his way with that Georgia Tech defense and driving the ball down the field. And he looked great, and it didn't look like Georgia Tech had a real solution for it. But when he came out of the game, Clemson was forced to go to Cole Stout. And that's the general type of drop-off you have at the position. And quite honestly, Georgia Tech won that game as much as anything with their defense against Cole Stout, because Deshaun Watson was no longer on the field. Well, I don't think opposing teams will be able to count on that luxury this year against Clemson. I think when you look at that situation, when if anything knocks Kelly Bryant out this year, the number two, number three guys, maybe even number four guy, could all come in and perhaps play at a fairly comparable level. That's unique. Waltip Tulip Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We'll be right back.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more, or go online cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. They're special. Get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Spring has sprung and it's time to travel. Why not travel on a set of Yokohama radial tires from Steve's Tire and Service in Easley? Steve's Tire and Service would also like to tell you that April 1st through 30th, you have the chance to earn up to a $70 mail-in rebate with the purchase of a set of four Yokohama Geolander, Invigor, Ascend, or Advance Series tires. That means you can save money on a wonderful set of tires. Stop by or give Steve's Tire and Service in Easley a call at 859-1361.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer, only at UrbanNirvana.com.
Cars cost less and travelers less at George Coleman Ford. With payments as low as $268 a month and zero down, get a 2018 EcoSport S with power equipment and sink, sale priced at only $18,999. You heard right. As low as $268 a month. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford, the upstate's only Ford President's Award winner in 2017. 4% APR for 84 months with approved credit. Price includes rebates. Offer valid through July 9th.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Tired of your outdoor power equipment breaking down? You thought you'd save money at a big box store, only to find out that what you bought didn't last. They don't offer maintenance and repairs in-house. They don't have the parts you need, and they don't have your local Husqvarna dealer's expertise. Easley Lawn and Garden is your source for the complete line of Husqvarna riders, mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and more. For commercial or residential equipment, they're experts who will save you money. Husqvarna has been around since 1689. That is longevity you can trust. Like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna offers many options, so whether you're a homeowner or a commercial lawn company, Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99. Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offering on April 30, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
American-made windows of the Upstate wants you to see and feel the difference new windows can make in your life. Experience cleaner air quality, lower utility bills, easy maintenance, all while enhancing the value of your home. And American-made windows of the Upstate makes it affordable. Get $100 off every window with three or more with exterior trim. Call now for the Tiger Special, 334-6030. Online at AmericanMadeWindowsUpstate.com. The best windows are American-made.
The South Carolina Football Hall of Fame Enshrinement Ceremony, presented by IAG and Ingalls, will honor the class of 2018, April 19th at the Embassy Suites at Verde. Come watch history in the making. The evening includes dinner, drinks, and a one-of-a-kind silent auction. Don't miss your chance to hear from local football heroes and watch the best South Carolina college football player in 2017 receive the Blanchard Rogers Trophy, presented by Hales Jewelers. For information on the inductees and to purchase your tickets, visit schof.org/shop.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. By the way, we're live at George Coleman Ford. Come out and see us. People coming out. You can meet, what's his name again? Mooch. You can meet Mooch the Ragdoll Cat. If I have that all right. I didn't even know there was such a thing, Ramona, as a ragdoll cat. It's a big sort of Siamese looking fluffy white cat that weighs over 12 pounds. How about that? It walks around on a leash. Yeah, he's out here at George Coleman Ford, along with the free Papa John's pizza and free drinks, and there's still plenty of time to come out and bring the family. Come on out and eat with us. Hey, by the way, while you're at Clemson this weekend, Clemson's Best Ice Cream will be giving away free ice cream. Ramona, free ice cream. Ramona.
I hear that.
Free ice cream. My one humanly vice, ice cream. In fact, when I first heard about this, I said, I need samples. I said, I have to have samples. This is a fact. When you're at Clemson this weekend, Clemson's Best Ice Cream will be giving away free ice cream to introduce their new flavor, Tiger Orange Vanilla. Look for the samples at the Tiger Tailgate Show and at the baseball games. And it's also available at Ingles, I guess is what that says. Yeah. Or you can buy it at Ingles. Yes. How about that? I didn't know you could buy that at Ingles. I just found that out, Ramona.
Oh, no,
gonna,
I didn't either.
Now I'm going to have to try that. I don't free, but I'd be more than willing to sample all your assorted flavors. I want Clemson's Best Ice Cream. Look, I know all about the Clemson blue cheese. But I know I've seen all the stories on Clemson's Best Ice Cream, but I've never had it. I would be more than willing to give you offer my educated ice cream palate for any sort of taste test. And you could start with coffee, like a lot of it. Coffee ice cream, like a lot of it. I don't want like some little sampler size, but that's all. Yeah, that's all going on this weekend as well. It's a big time had by all. Aren't we? We're also going to give away some baseball tickets, isn't that right? Or maybe that's not through you. Maybe that's here. Yeah, David has them here. We will endeavor to do that in a little bit. You know, unrelated to the Clemson spring game, I heard I listened to Bill Belichick's press conference this morning. Because as most know, I'm an enormous fan of any Bill Belichick press conference. Belichick talked about, he used the word exciting about 15 times, about what an exciting time this is.
I didn't know he knew that word.
Well, Bill Belichick delivers the word exciting in a manner which no one else on earth has ever delivered it. I mean, you would not think he was in his usual role. He was acting just as he always does. He looked as miserable as ever, and he had to do a 24-minute press conference. And if you think, you know, leading up to the draft, still in the through the free agency process, if you think Bill Belichick wants to be doing a 24-minute press conference in which he's forced to use the word, talk about what an exciting time this is, and, you know, this is a really exciting time.
Yeah, I know, that's what I said. I don't understand why he would even
it's
that word.
You know, we have the draft. We had free agency. Exciting. It's all I can really say. It's exciting. that's what he did. And he used the word exciting like 15 times. And then he delivered this gem. Bill Belichick said, because he's received a lot of these questions about the makeup of the team and about the players they let go in free agency and about the players they added. And there's a general feeling amongst the uneducated media that New England lost too much in free agency. Of course, they didn't. They did exactly what they needed to do. They're the only team who understands this system at all. You know, it's pretty amazing when you think about it. The only real yearly contender for the Super Bowl is New England. Nobody else is. Who's the other yearly contender for the Super Bowl? Who? I mean, is there one? People will talk about teams like Pittsburgh. And really? Are they a yearly contender for the Super Bowl? Who? Is there another team that is a yearly contender for the Super Bowl? I would say no. I would say there's not a single other team in the NFL that's a yearly contender. There are teams that on a given year contend, like Carolina did and Atlanta did, but are any of those teams yearly contenders? Or is the only one that is New England? I'd say they're the only one that is. So instead of questioning what they're doing, you should be copying down what they're doing. You should be trying to understand the process. And so Belichick, because he knows all this, he has zero patience and zero tolerance for people who would question the way he does business or would question their decisions. So, you know, he's getting these type of questions about, you know, about team needs and does he feel that. By the way, that's another thing. I wish I had that. I wish I had you pull that today, Ramona, because his answers about team needs were hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll get to that in 1 second. But this is one of the responses he gave, which just made me laugh to myself out loud. He said, I noticed on the schedule that, well, let me try it more his way. I noticed on the schedule that there are no games in May.
What? So is he saying he doesn't want to have press conferences in May?
Right.
He's saying
a whole lot of things. He's saying, you know, stop questioning my decisions. The final roster of this football team isn't made yet. You know, we know what we're doing. You know, we're not playing tomorrow. That if they have holes to fill, that they still have a plan for how to fill them. You know, that's what he's saying in all of that. And again, that wasn't the whole quote either. There was actually a little more. He said, so this is what he said. He paused in the middle. He said, I noticed on the schedule that there are no games in May.
Uh-huh.
And then he sort of looks up, you know, with like an evil little twinkle in his eye. You know, with this little smile that's like, I will kill every one of you before you leave this room kind of smile.
Yeah.
Like the smile that the cat has right before it actually figures out, right as it's figuring out how to really get in the canary's cage.
Yes.
That's the smile that the little end of mouth curl that Belichick had on his grill.
He's like the Grinch.
At the end of this. Yeah, he is. So again, this is part one. It's I noticed on the schedule that there are no games in May, and then he like pauses for effect. He says, it looks like the regular season is going to start in September. I was like almost on the ground. I mean, I live for Bill Belichick press conferences. I mean, it's one of the great lines ever delivered, and delivered in his stoic, you know, in his absolutely stoic manner, made it even better. It said normally, I noticed on the schedule there are no games in May. It looks like the regular season's going to start in September.
In other words, leave me alone.
Priceless. Right. It says, It's absolutely priceless. And then he was asked about team needs, and you could tell, like, in that moment, in that same stoic way, as far as he ever does, he almost lost it. Now, he doesn't go like Saban. He doesn't. That's not what he does.
Yeah,
it's not like he starts yelling or anything.
No.
You know, I think he saves all that for practice and his team. You know, he just has one mode for dealing with press conferences and the media. But he was like, he was asked by multiple reporters about, you know, can we expect you to be drafting to fill this need? And his basic answer to that was like, need. I keep hearing you people talk about need. I keep hearing you talk about need. What are you, idiots?
This is his
basic answer. No, but this is his basic answer. You can hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is me. This is me filling in his thoughts.
Oh,
right?
I see.
It's like needs. You idiots talk about needs. He said, we don't draft for needs in New England. We draft the best player. We draft the best player available because you don't know, like, 4 weeks in what your needs are really going to be. He said these teams that draft for needs, you know, they're never any good. They don't. That's not how you do it. You draft the best player available. And, you know, and that was a Bill Parcells strategy. And, you know, in more recent times, it seems that while everybody has positional boards, as Belichick tried to explain to the media, you know, and while I think most teams try and correlate needs and talent. You know, I think that most teams try and correlate those. I think New England is actually still operating on a philosophy of best player available, which is, you know, quite honestly, that was Parcells' belief system, and in a way, it explains some of New England's drafts, because if you try, and I've expressed this numerous times before, if you try and deduce what New England's going to do, you're going to have a hard time doing it because they are operating differently in terms of the draft than other people are. Let me tell you about The Vault, 213 North Main Street in Greenville, coolest retro sports apparel store anywhere, 864-370-7850, 864-370-7850. It's The Vault. Get out there today. American-made shirts, pre-washed, pre-shrunk. They'll instantly be the most comfortable shirts you've ever owned. That's The Vault. The Vault is like a museum for sports fans. You have to go experience it for yourself. It's just an incredibly cool place. You'll go there. You'll spend a ton of time there. You'll see things you've never seen before or things that you forgot existed. Go through your team section. You know, and I don't care what sport you're in. The Vault is a huge NHL section. The NHL playoffs have begun. The Vault is NFL, college football, college basketball, high school sports. Go find your team and start thumbing through the shirts and everything in their section, and you'll find things that you forgot existed or never knew existed. The Vault can connect the past to the present, and that's unique for a sports fan. So get out to The Vault today. It's 213 North Main Street in Greenville. It's the coolest retro sports apparel store anywhere. Buy one cap, get the second half off. You'll thank me later. Quick break. Live at George Coleman Ford. I'll be back.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 1055 The Roar.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99 Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offering on April 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
American made.